I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, diving into some of the questions that were sent in by you guys this week. And today we're going to have a look at a question sent in by Ryan_Eagles2 on Instagram. Thank you, Ryan, for sending in this question, mate. He says, game becoming too fast and causing massive scorelines / floggings more regularly. Now, it's interesting this question does come in. It wasn't the only one. A few people sent this in. It wasn't just Ryan. Obviously, off the back of Thursday and Friday night, we saw the Melbourne Storm give it to an understrength South Sydney side, 50-0. Josh Adokar scored 6 tries. We saw the Penrith Panthers absolutely give it to the Cronulla Sharks. Now, look, this happened a number of weeks ago where there was a week, I want to say it was round 3 or round 4, where every single team was like $1.10, and everyone blew their mind. Oh my God, this competition, it's ruined. It's disgraceful. It's just smashing every week. We're not interested in it. People are going to stop watching. And I said at the time, look, this isn't the regular occurrence, yeah? It isn't $1.10 teams every single week. There are some weeks, don't get me wrong, there are some weeks, because we have some really good quality football sides at the moment, and we have some other sides that aren't really up to scratch, and they probably weren't up to scratch with the footy that we were playing in round 1 and round 2 of season 2020. All of a sudden, the rule changes. You have to be smarter, you have to be fitter, and it is taking teams a lot of time to catch up. Now, a number of weeks ago, when we had this big blow-up and there was these games that were going 50-0, 60-0, blah, blah, everyone went, oh, it's over, it's ruined these rules, they've ruined the goddamn game. The same rules that 6 months ago, everyone was cheering on, saying it's the best thing to ever happen. I love rugby league at the moment. Now, you can't have your cake and eat it too. The reality is there are going to be blowouts sometimes. The reality is there has always been blowouts. The reality also is now, though, that it's a big momentum game. And if you get the momentum going your way, it takes a lot to get yourself out of it. Now, is it impossible to get ourselves out of it? No way. Not a hope in hell. There's been a lot of games this season that have jumped out to big scorelines really early. You look at the Gold Coast Titans the last 2 weeks. I mean, they've scored, what, almost 20 points in the first 15 minutes of each game. Now, you would think those games would go on to be to absolute smashings, but the reality is that you are able to bring yourself back into games. It's not like once you lose the momentum, it's impossible to get back. We're seeing it week in, week out, that teams are able to drag themselves back into the fight and compete. Just because some teams don't, it doesn't mean there's a problem with the rules. The rest of the teams need to catch up. Now, once again, let's have a look at the situation on the weekend. South Sydney Rabbitohs beaten by 50 points. One of the proudest teams in the competition, if not the proudest, a huge following. Very disappointing to see them get beat by that much. Did you look at the star cattle they were missing? Did you see the right edge they were lining up with? I mean, I'm sorry, any good team would have gone down that edge. And I mean, when you've got Munster, Nicho Hynes, Olam, and Josh Adokar, the best winger in our game right now. I mean, of course you're going to score points there, and the floodgates open, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they weren't able to stop it. They were missing a number of troops, guys defending out of position and whatnot, missing Cam Murray, Adam Reynolds, Latrell Mitchell. I mean, if you take those three out of any team, I'm sure it's a huge downgrade. Now, is 50-0 what we expect from the South Sydney Rabbitohs? No, it's not. And it doesn't mean the South Sydney Rabbitohs are screwed? No, it doesn't. But does it mean that the rules are screwed? I don't think so. I've been telling you all for a long time, the Melbourne Storm, they're nowhere near their best and they're unreal right now. You got a little glimpse of what they're doing last night. They're missing, They were missing the Clive Churchill medalist. What you're seeing is a competition with two teams that are way out in front, the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers. Now, this competition has generally always been like this. For the last 10 or 15 years, it's always been the Roosters, it's always been the Melbourne Storm, or it's been the South Sydney Rabbitohs, or it's been the Manly Seagulls. It just depends who is up at that very moment. At the moment, it's these two teams that are up. They're playing the South Sydney Rabbitohs, missing half their squad. And then the other mob, the Penrith Panthers, played the Cronulla Sharks, who are in absolute turmoil right now. They've sacked their coach. It's all turned upside down. You've got Siva Talakai out. You've got Sean Johnson just returning to this team. You've got Chad Townsend leaving. There is so much going on behind the scenes at that club. We can all see they're in serious trouble. They've been in serious trouble since they left John Morris go, which we told you was going to be a mistake. We told you that in the preseason. And it's in absolute turmoil. Do I think these rules have ruined the game? No, I don't. I don't at all, because it's not like every team that has points getting scored against them can't bring themselves back into the contest. You saw what the Brisbane Broncos did last weekend against the Gold Coast Titans. I've seen the Warriors come back in numerous amounts of games. Now, there is the argument of injuries, and Ryan hasn't mentioned that, and I understand that side of the argument, but when we occasionally get a flogging, everyone stands there and goes, oh, rules are fucked, rules are screwed, game's ruined, it's over. It's ridiculous. It's just the case that there are good teams, and there are not so great teams, and some of these good teams, when they're missing troops like the South Sydney Rabbitohs are, they turn into not so great teams. That's the reality of the salary cap. You have your money invested in your star players. When your star players aren't there, they aren't present, and you're against a team who is absolutely flying and has their star players, or most of their star players, these things are going to happen. Look, I really don't think that we can blame some of these floggings on the new rules. I think it's the reality that it's going to take time for us to get used to this. We've changed the entire game. And look, that has happened before. So don't tell me it's a massive negative. It's happened before. Like, there was a time where we had unlimited tackles. Yeah? For a long time, the game was unlimited tackles. We then brought in the five-tackle rule. Changed the game for the better. For me, it's a sensational game now. I absolutely love it. And it's crazy to think how much we changed the game then, but it was for the better. I think right now we have changed the game for the better. I mean, you go back and you watch these games from the 90s and whatnot, the amount of tries that we see saved in corners, I mean, that are now tries because these guys are able to bend their way around the corner post, all these little things, that's a much smaller change. But it was a good change to the game. We got used to it. I mean, I remember when it first came in and people went, oh yeah, we'll see a few more tries. I mean, no one could have anticipated that we'd be able to see wingers do what they're able to do now. It is unbelievable to watch week in, week out. And it's not like we get one or two of them a season. Like, I remember when it first came in, we had two or three unbelievable putdowns. We have an unbelievable putdown each and every weekend, and we take it for granted because we're so used to it. You've got wingers that are practicing diving onto mats and finishing in style. There's so often we see guys, their entire body is over the sideline. Any other time before 2014 or whenever this rule came in, there's not a hope in hell that's a try, but now it is. And I think the game's better for it. I think the game is better right now for having these rules because it allows the good teams to excel. If you are able to play to the rules and take advantage and win the ruck, you should be able to dominate. And it should be up to the other team to try and stop the ruck. If your team gets smashed, cop it on the chin, deal with it, be better. Be like the Penrith Panthers. Be like the Melbourne Storm. I don't think that because we're having... At the moment, we're seeing the best rugby league we've seen in a long time. For me, it is more exciting than ever. And we want to change it because some teams can't keep up. Like, what? Is this is this a year two competition for the guys? Are they schoolboy kids? Oh, I don't understand why people want to blame these rule changes and point at, you know, take floggings and point at rule changes. These rule changes are a great thing. They're making our game more exciting than ever. We're seeing our stars excel. It's been fantastic. Yes, there are teams that sometimes struggle to hang in contests, but that's on them. You're both playing the same rules. It's not like one team's playing different rules to the other side. You're still going to have floggings no matter what sort of rules you play at the moment. There is a serious gap between the very good teams and the teams down the bottom, and that's just the reality of the competition. It's the reality of the competitions around the world, realistically. You look at the NRL, I mean, since 2000, how many different premiers have we had? We've had the Broncos, the Roosters, the Panthers, the Bulldogs, the Tigers. We've had the Manly Seagulls. We've had the Melbourne Storm. We've had the North Queensland Cowboys. We've had the Cronulla Sharks. I mean, I just named off the very top of my head there 8 of the 16 teams that have won premierships. I mean, there's a heap of other ones there that I didn't mention as well. I mean, this competition It is being won by numerous teams. Right now, there are a couple of teams that are dominating, no doubt about it. I mean, if the Penrith Panthers go on to win the premiership this year, I mean, we're looking at their first premiership since 2003. They've been up there and abouts, but they haven't won since 2003. Yeah? There's been dominant teams the last few years, no doubt about it. You had Cooper Cronk, obviously, at the Melbourne Storm, then the Sydney Roosters. He moved around. A lot of dominance there. You had Cameron Smith. You had three, including Billy Slater, three of the best players of all time that happened to be playing at the exact same time. So, yes, there was an era there where a lot of teams were dominating. But you got to remember, the 4 years before you had the Melbourne Storm and the Roosters really dominant era, we saw the Rabbitohs win. We saw the Cronulla Sharks win. We saw the North Queensland Cowboys win. I mean, there was a lot of teams that stood up during that time that wasn't all that long ago. I believe now the game is more exciting, and in probably 18 months' time, probably as we're kicking off season 2023, when all the teams are used to these new rules, it's going to become the norm. Right now, it's not the norm, but it will be soon. Teams will adapt, coaches will adapt, the fitness of players will improve, it will get better, and that's when we'll have this conversation. Well, we need to make the game faster, let's go to 6 interchanges, and it will happen eventually, in my opinion. It's a matter of time. It's already gone down to 8, you brought in these new rules, it's got faster. I believe that the players, injury-wise, their bodies will adapt as well. It's a hard transition at the moment, and I completely understand that. I understand the concern. That's not really the question we're talking about, but I think you will see over time, these guys will adapt. They have always adapted. Yeah, teams have always adapted to suit the modern game, and teams will. There's teams that have already done it. The Penrith Panthers, the Melbourne Storm, the good sides, the well-coached sides, they've already done it. It'll take the other teams a couple of years to catch up. It might take some teams 2 or 3 years to catch up, but it will happen. It's going to happen. Players are going to be fitter. They're going to adapt to these rules, and they are going to be better, and I think you will see some of these blowouts start to close. But the reality is, if you're getting blown out every week, which no team really is, I mean, the Canterbury Bulldogs, they're going like a busted, but I mean, they don't put any points on the board. Their attacking structure's all over the place, so probably the exception, not the example there. You know, the Brisbane Broncos, they were leaking points last year like a sieve, and no one wanted to blame the rules. It was the Broncos' fault. All of a sudden, a couple of other teams are starting to leak points, and all of a sudden, the rules have ruined the game. I just don't quite understand it. Now, the Broncos, as I said last week, they were down 22-0 after 15 minutes. This is a team that was conceding 50 points regularly last year. Their team's probably got worse, to be fair. They've lost David Fifita. They've lost Katoni Staggs. They got Alex Glenn out, number of guys, but they drag themselves back into the contest. And teams are able to do that. Don't pretend like because momentum isn't going against you, you can't drag your way back into this competition. Anyone can in any given game. I think we need to stop making excuses for the teams that are struggling and accept this is our new game. It's a better form of rugby league that we've seen essentially since the early 2000s, definitely since the 1990s. It's a fantastic brand of footy. We're getting people involved. The injuries, that's another separate worry that I think teams will adapt, but I'm not the NRL physio. I'm not a doctor, so don't take my opinion on that. I'm just another opinion there. But I think that as far as trying to blame these rules for blowouts, I think it's a little bit ridiculous, to be honest with you. I think it's another excuse that we're trying to use. Ryan_Eagles2, fantastic question, mate. I understand where you're coming from. I do disagree with it respectfully, but I think it's a very interesting topic to touch on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.